As usual, we'll take our prayer request in a few minutes, but I'd like to share a few thoughts with you to just encourage you in the middle of the week. One of the well-known verses we have in the Old Testament about talking to God, and so far I've picked just short themes about prayer and what prayer is about, who should be praying, and the value of prayer, and different things like that. Today, I'm going to just cover a few more scriptures and talk about some of the men in the Bible and how they accomplished what they did through prayer. Just point out a few of the things that you probably already know. But in the Old Testament, let's think of Jeremiah 33:3. You probably know that by memory. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Jeremiah 33:3. And then in the New Testament, Luke chapter 11, verse 9, is another familiar verse, and it says, "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you." There's a little song in the South that we sing. I'm not sure if it's in your hymn book. I didn't check. It's often sung in a quartet. Have a little talk with Jesus. Do you know that song? The words of that song is, "Have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by." So that was the way the poets put to words the matter of praying. It should be also that we think about it that way, talking to God, not being irreverent, but God is our Father, wants us to have little talks with him, talk about things that we're concerned about, talk about things that plans for our future, and talk to him about even the minor and small details, but especially in the challenging things. And we've talked so far, and we all realize as Christians, we really need to learn how to pray. We live in a complex age, don't we? A confused world, actually, and we face decisions and carrying responsibilities which probably generations before us have not faced in the same way. But despite all the challenges and despite of the different ways that we come to difficulties, many people don't know how to pray, and to them, prayer is a lost art. We're reminded in the Bible not to carry our burdens alone, and yet people in their egocentric life and like, I can do anything, don't challenge me. We walk around carrying burdens by ourselves that we don't have to carry. We need direction in many different ways, and yet people will say, "Don't try to tell me what to do, I can handle this." And yet we've got God who knows the future before we get there, who can give us tremendous direction, and we should be bearing our burdens to the Lord and not alone. Find the right path to walk and get direction from him. For God is really anxious to hear us call upon him, that he might put all his resources to our disposal. The most serious indictment that can be brought is that we as Christians just don't pray enough. We worry, we fret, we fume, we fuss. We don't pray as we should. God says, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me. But when we turn our backs on him and expect help and assistance from other sources, we don't usually find it. And if we do, it might often be the wrong kind of help. That's one of the reasons that many Christians are weak Christians. They don't know the value of relying on God and praying to him. The great men of the Bible were men of prayer. They rightly felt that they could not get along without constant communion with God. Moses had a big job, didn't he? God commissioned him to lead more than 2 million people out of slavery of Egypt into the freedom of the promised land. And he confessed his weakness. He confessed his inability to do the job, but God assured him that he would be with him all the way. So over and over again, Moses was reminded of God and his promises, and he would call on the Lord in prayer to help him and to guide him as the problems of the journey faced him. And think of what a man of prayer David was. We read in the services, we're reading from Psalms, and many of those are poetry and songs that David wrote. Most of the Psalms that he wrote were fervent prayers to God Almighty. If he was not praying, he was testifying to the way in which God did answer his prayers. Someone, I have a little note in the column here. I'm not sure I got this comment, but it is true. Someone said, courage is fear walking. Courage is fear walking. Elijah prayed and God shut up the heavens and held back the rain for more than 3 years. Then he prayed again and God sent the rain to refresh the earth. John the Baptist prayed in the wilderness and came forth as a giant for God. Peter and the little handful of believers prayed for 10 days and the power of the Holy Spirit fell and 3,000 were saved in a day. Paul, we all know, was a praying man. From the moment he met Christ on the Damascus Road until he died, he never let go of God. And Jesus, God's own son, kept in constant touch with God by praying from the cradle to the grave. These are reminders of the importance of prayer to all of us. And latch on to those verses if you don't know them. Jeremiah 33:3 and Luke 11:9.